This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
John, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Well, I know you're out in L.A., so I appreciate you getting up and talking to us. You had the Yankees and the Dodgers, which a lot of people think could be a World Series, although everyone here holding out hope it's the Cubs at Detroit, maybe next week. That'll be the preview of the World Series.
Well, the Cubs have been really good this year. The Dodgers, I mean, they have so much talent, but half of it is on the injured list. You know, we saw Otani throw some BP. It didn't look perfect, a little bit off for him. You know, they got so many great stars still out and still doing pretty well, but not quite as well as the Cubs. The Cubs have been fantastic. So I would not discount that Cubs World Series hope.
How about that 18-2 game?
What? Oh God!
What happened?
Ugly. Oh my goodness! I mean, Will Warren. I mean, rookie pitcher. I think he was probably nervous. You know, it's near sellout crowd. That was the only game that did not sell out of the three. But you know, he was not himself. Not at his best. And you know, Dodgers take advantage. I don't know. Yeah, their scouting report on Freddie Freeman not too good. They really never get him out.
Oh man, how when you look at this point of the season? I mean, we're just past Memorial Day. We're into June. When you look around and you see the teams that are doing well and the teams that aren't, what is your biggest takeaway? Is there anything that has surprised you, good or bad, more than anything else at this point, John?
Well, the one thing that surprised me is the Orioles. I mean, they're terrible. Nobody would have thought that. Terrible. They did, unfortunately, do well against your White Sox, but they have just been shockingly bad. You know, other than that, it's really not been a lot of surprises. I do think the National League is better than the American League. And if I was going to name the five best teams now, I would say at least four of them are in the National League. You know, it's tough sledding there, right? I think the Mets are very good. Their offense is probably better than it's shown so far. Dodgers, the most talented team, at least on paper. Phillies, great, great rotation. Your Cubs are a very, very solid team. Not perfect, but very, very solid. So I think the National League is well better than the American League. Detroit's the only team I'd put in that top five right now.
When you look at the Cubs, John, would you say that – how would you describe sort of the strengths and weaknesses of that team right now just from a national perspective?
Oh, the offense has been great. You know, Pecro Armstrong, you guys know this is better than I do. I mean, just extremely, extremely talented kid, 23 years old, speed, power, and, I mean, so much productivity in that outfield. Suzuki, Tucker, hopefully he's doesn't seem like he's too banged up, got a little bit of a tweak, but really terrific offense. I think their pitching is solid. When Shota is back and healthy. The rotation is above average. I'm a little concerned about the bullpen, though. Keller, Fielbar, Valencia have been pretty good lately, but that would be my one concern. It's been good lately, though. Even the weakness that I or issue that I cite, they've been really good. So right now they are very solid.
Yeah, they've probably been a little bit better pitching than people expected, given the Steele injury and Shota being out. Have you heard anything, John, in terms of, I mean, I know it's way early, but are they, kicking over every rock and thinking about a move with, it seems like Matt Shaw coming back the way he has kind of saved them from needing a third baseman. So it looks like a starting pitcher, maybe bullpen help would be their shopping list.
Yeah, I mean, that's the good news. I really got to just look at pitching. Their lineup is as good and solid as anyone's. Just got to look at pitching. The question is what pitchers are going to be out there. At this point, you've got some obviously horrendous teams, but those horrendous teams don't have veteran starters who can be counted on. So you've got to look at all these teams that are kind of on the bubble right now, potentially as a trade partner. Texas is not off to a great start. They've got guys, Malley's doing very, very well. Potentially he could be a guy who could be traded. There are a lot of teams in the middle on the bubble. Houston, potentially, this is from Rivaldez, get moved. There's a lot of guys in that mix. But right now, I mean, the only one, I think the most prominent name you hear out there is Alcantara, who's got like an 8 ERA,
right.
But terrific talent. Coming off of Tommy John, just doesn't have the command yet. He's going to need to show something in the next month. But, I mean, I think that's a guy who will get traded as long as he gets that ERA well below 8 and starts to show better command, because he's throwing 98 consistently, so he's not hurt. He just needs to get that command back. That to me is the number one guy who's going to be out there, which is, it's a little odd, a guy with an 8 ERA, but terrifically talented guy, former Cy Young winner. Other than that, it's a lot of maybes.
With that being said, John, Jameson Taillon with another quality start this weekend. He's so good at Wrigley Field at home, which we know is important. Does he get enough credit for sort of the stability he's provided for this team at this point?
No, I think he brings a quality start almost every game. There's occasionally where he'll give up a few home runs, and he did that earlier this year. But, I mean, he is a solid pitcher. Their rotation is better as a whole than it's given credit for. Boyd has been terrific, and as long as he maintains health, he's a really good pitcher. Taillon has really adjusted. I mean, the guy was throwing 100 miles an hour in high school and was the number two overall pick, I think, between Bryce Harper and Manny Machado. But obviously he's had a lot of injuries, he had an illness, he had all sorts of stuff, and you got to give him terrific credit. To come back and be this kind of pitcher who's consistent guy, which is really what you need on this team. That's one of the two or three best offenses in baseball. If you got a guy doing six innings, two runs, almost every time out, you're going to win a lot of games.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
John, you know, the White Sox, they were hoping they'd be able to trade Luis Robert Jr. He's reached like a new level of awful. I mean, he had one of the worst series I've seen from him in his career. Against the Orioles, he went 0 for 10 with 7 strikeouts. They actually moved him to 7th in the lineup yesterday. And it's just like he looks like he has no clue. This coming, what was it, 7-10 days since he said to a translator he didn't know that there'd be anyone out there that wanted him. We actually talked this morning about whether when they get to the end of the year, the guy's making $15 million with a $5 million buyout, rather than pick up the $20 million, would they just not pick it up and let him depart? This is a guy... They could have traded for a prospect. They've been holding out because they want two. I don't know that they'd get like a warm 12-pack.
You know, at this point, I mean, I give him credit for honesty. I mean, what he said in that interview is absolutely right. I mean, nobody is trading a good prospect for a guy hitting 180 and a guy batting 7th in that White Sox lineup, which is really not one of the strongest lineups in baseball. I mean, I think they got to sell a little bit better. Put them batting 3rd, make it look like they really believe in them or something. But you're batting 7th for the White Sox. You're not getting traded for anything at this point. I'm with you. Unfortunately, I don't know exactly what's happened, and I do think that is an issue. Do you pick up $20 million for a guy who's hitting 180? I mean, I wouldn't. So, I mean, if you don't think he's worth picking up the option, why would anyone give anything in trade?
Right.
I just don't see it.
So, with that being said, what do the White Sox do with him now, would you say? I mean, this is someone who, it feels like, John, it's a team where you want guys who are playing well to elevate the guys around them, because the guys who don't play well are maybe going to bring the guys down. So you just wonder sort of what's next for Luis Robert Jr. if he is going to stay within the White Sox organization.
Well, can they send him to the Camelback Spa?
Yes.
No.
I mean,
they've got to get him right. They've got to figure out the offense. I mean, because he's going to be solid as a defender, maybe not Pete Crow Armstrong, but he did win a Gold Glove. They got to get the hitting back. You can't be hitting 180. I know batting average isn't everything, but you can't have a 5-something OPS. They gotta get him back to where he was. Some hitting guru, something like that. It's all about the bat. They gotta get it right. Otherwise, I think Mully, you're correct. That's an issue. Do they pick up $20 million at this point? I mean, when he signed that deal, it looked like a very reasonable deal. Then as he started playing, it looked like a great deal, and certainly they'd be able to get a top 100 prospect for him. And now there's, you know, he's basically a giveaway.
Yeah, it is. It is just shocking. And, you know, like Andrew Vaughn is down in AAA, John. It just feels like that team, as bad as things were, guys, I mean, the whole bloody, the team, they had guys like Moncada and Eloy Jimenez and Luis Robert, who they had under contract, and you thought they were going to be good, and it's just now the whole thing's gone pear-shaped, and there's not much you can say about it.
No, you're absolutely right. Yeah, Jimenez not doing anything. Yeah, Moncada's been okay with the Angels, but really, it is stunning. I mean, these are some of the top prospects in baseball. You know, obviously not going to regret the Quintana deal. They did get Dylan Cease for him, but what did they get for Dylan Cease? We'll see down the road, I guess, when Thorpe comes back. But yeah, I mean, they've got some issues, as you know. Obviously, the pitching has been better. They've played a lot of close games. I saw that as a real positive written somewhere, but I mean, they've lost almost all those close games.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, it can't be too much of a positive if you're still losing the games, but at least their pitching has been reasonably, I mean, it's been actually been reasonably good this year. They just can't hit.
Yeah, they're 3-16 in one-run games, 2-8 in two-run games. So what is that? 58% of their losses are by two runs or less.
Well, I guess that's an improvement over where they were. But obviously, you gotta hit to win some of these games, right? I mean,
no doubt about it.
They got a Rule 5 pickup that's doing well on the pitching side. Their pitching looks fairly solid, but I mean, they're a long way away in terms of offense. Mydroth, Vargas, Caro, they're all possibles, but nobody is a certain, I'm going to be a star guy, right? Teal looks very good in the minors.
Right.
So maybe he would be the guy. But right now, there's no certainties in that offense.
John, you're the best. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, John.
All right. Great talking to you guys.
That is John Heyman. Always a joy to talk to Mr. Baseball. Good man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.